Official tourist trips in Cuba are still closed to Americans, so Ryan Sparrow and Colleen Steffen went with a group of professors on what's called a person-to-person tour. It's one of several new categories of travel that Americans are permitted to take.
You cannot go as a tourist. You are going as a cultural visitor, which really essentially means that you can't have free time on their beautiful beaches, but instead need to kind of fill up your itinerary with meeting with people and exposing you to the Cuban culture.
And as a cultural visitor, Steffen says there were some less conventional stops on their tour.
We went to a communist block party. We met with Revolutionary War veterans. We had a lecture from a history professor at the University of Havana.
She says the Cubans she met had a strong sense of cultural identity, but welcomed them nonetheless.
We met a lot of everyday ordinary people, not politicians. This idea that they can't wait for America to bust down their doors with the Starbuckses and the McDonald's, I think is not true. At the same time, they're incredibly warm and open to visitors, and we met with nothing but friendliness and patience and warmth.
Sparrow says that the polarized view many Americans have of Cuba based on what they've heard or read does not accurately sum up its true political climate.
It's not quite as cut and dry of, you know, socialism is bad, capitalism is good. You know, if you look at their literacy rate, their education rate, you know, how they care about their citizens, puts a little bit of, you know, our system to shame a little bit. And it makes us, you know, seem a little bit more self-centered. Now, that being said, you know, the whole country is in a severe state of poverty.
Sparrow has also taken Ball State students to Cuba for educational purposes. Steffen says she'd like to return to the country with more people. Keegan Beresford, IPR News.